All right, we had Media Day on Tuesday. Pretty much the entire ticket team was there covering Media Day for both the Patriots and the Seahawks. And not just ticket personnel, but we had some ancillary ticket personnel as well.
Yes, unfortunately, George Dunham hired Mushmouth Thomas to go out and interview a player. And when you think of Patriots, you think of Jonas Gray.
Absolutely.
So that's George hired.
He had one
Mushmouth.
Big game this
and,
year.
And in the negotiations, I think you ended up paying Mushmouth, what, 4 acorns?
That's all he wanted.
To go out there and interview Jonas Gray. And poor Jonas Gray, trying to understand Mushmouth, is one of the most awkward things I've ever heard. Here is Mushmouth Thomas and Jonas Gray.
Mushmouth Thomas here, and I'm with Jonas Gray. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good. You're pretty excited about the Super Bowls this weekend?
I am very excited about it.
Last morning, I almost fell out of my nest.
How'd you almost fall? What happened?
I got up, and I couldn't see where the moon had gone, and I lost track.
How'd you lose track of the moon?
I don't know. My tail was in the way. You think Tom Brady pretty good at a quarterback?
Yeah, I think Tom, man, is one of the best of all time.
Sometimes my dirt tastes weird.
Okay, that's weird.
Do you like football?
I love football, man. Always been a dream of mine to play in the Super Bowl.
One time I missed a treetop and fell 5 stories.
What's that?
One time I missed a treetop and fell 5 stories.
Oh, that's a long fall.
I know. I would have died, but I landed on a leaf.
Oh, nice.
Do you have any children?
I don't have any children, no.
I laid 2 eggs this morning, but I don't think that they will have children in them because the spirits didn't visit.
I got you.
They're probably just full of milk. Are you staying in the Greater Phoenix area?
What's that?
Staying in the Greater Phoenix area?
Yes, I am, yep.
You ever have that thing happen to you where people start spotting you, so you have to use the sewers and tunneling to get around?
You gotta use all the back door.
Everything at your disposal.
Yep.
It's pretty fun to be in the Super Bowl.
What's that?
It's pretty fun to be in the Super Bowl.
It is fun.
Can you tell me how many Super Bowls you've been in?
My first one.
So how many sticks would that be?
I don't know how you compare sticks to Super Bowls, but just one stick.
You scared you're going to lose?
Nah, not worried about that.
Sometimes when I mold, I'm scared of crickets.
Okay, I got you. All right, thanks, man.
All right, thanks, man. Thank you, man. So appreciate, man.
Okay. So did he got out of there?
Yeah.
I was watching from a distance. George, you were up closer when Mushmouth was interviewing him. But
he was with him until the very end. And I think are you scared you're going to lose? I think that's what really ticked him off.
That was a bad question.
Yeah, that was a bad question. That was the he had put up with that a little bit too long, I think.
So just a couple of months ago, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, you know, after his big game. Big
Mushmouth letter. Was?
No, Jonas Gray.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think at that moment he thought his career only weeks later would devolve into being interviewed by Mushmouth?
Mushmouth.
Asking to compare how many Super Bowls he's been in to sticks. How many sticks is that?
How degrading.
And Mushmouth Thomas, still a very divisive character.
Oh, people hate him and people love him.
I love him.
You can count me in the crowd that loves him.
I like him, yeah.
We learned something new about him today. Two things, actually. That he has a tail, and that he lays eggs.
And he sleeps in nests from time to time. And he molts.
But he's not sure that there are any children in his eggs.
There may just be milk. Oh, my gosh.
Well, there you go. Mushmouth Thomas, Jonas Gray. Quite a matchup at Media Day a couple of days ago here in Phoenix.